Welcome to Shooks and Gif, Season 2, Episode 2.
In this episode, we talk about
a new meditation and mindfulness tool for schools that's free.
A great tool for music teachers out there called the Chrome Music Lab.
A great replacement as a back channel for today's meet.
And a fantastic app to create PNGs of yourself that you could use for stop motion animation. And some itty-bitty shares.
Welcome to Shooks and Gif, the podcast where we share edtech treasures we love. Each week, we'll share a tool, podcast, tip, or trick with you, our listeners. We are your hosts, Kim Polishuk and Jen Giffen. Let's give it a go.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Jen.
How many teenagers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many teenagers does it take to screw in a light bulb? I don't know. How many?
Whatever.
Hey, Jen, how's your day going so far?
Oh, fantastic.
Is it really?
You know what's really good? So yesterday, as you probably saw, Apple had their big like developer event.
I did.
Really exciting, new phones. And my phone has been really misbehaving.
It has.
And the new phones are coming to Canada in 2 weeks.
So how is your day so far, Jen?
I just dropped my iPhone and smashed it. So I might have to get a new iPhone today and not in 2 weeks when I could get a better phone. It's super.
It's true. As we were about to start.
We'll put the picture in the show notes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty sad. I feel so bad for you.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. See, the joke worked. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, whatever. What am I going to do? I'm not going to freak out. I actually smashed a cell phone a year into my contract once. And I was, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to do something about it. And it was a time where money was really tight. And then put it in perspective, because at the time I had a girlfriend who has since passed, who was a year older than me, who was battling cancer. And I thought, you know what? A smashed cell phone? Not a big deal. In fact, it leads me nicely to my first share today, Shooks.
All right. What's your first share?
That was actually a legit segue.
All right.
I had a Twitter explosion. I don't know if you saw it.
I did not.
I was hoping you wouldn't, because, you know, God forbid. Let me find it. I shared the fact, I read it online, I was away on the weekend at a wedding, and I got up and I was, you know, looking through my Twitter, as I do, that the app Calm, which is a mindfulness and meditation app, is doing a new Calm Schools initiative. They are offering the app 100% free to any teacher.
So
you can run.
I'm leaning over your shoulder right now looking at your tweet.
This tweet got 316 retweets and 510 likes and like, in nothing.
That's great.
So, and people have signed up, and I was waiting patiently. Someone asked, have you got it yet? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And then Calm actually replied and said, you should see it in 3 to 5 business days.
Oh.
And sure enough, yesterday I did. And they send you, it's quite fantastic. They send you a code. So you sign up for the app and then you have a code to unlock all of the features. So it's Calm, C-A-L-M.
Yeah.
And it's meditation techniques, sleep, et cetera, et cetera. And you know me, I'm a pretty hyper person and meditation has never been my thing. Yeah. I've done a bit of yoga, but I'm always like, this is boring. Let's do something fun, which is why I cheerlead still. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to try this out. And I quite like it. So yesterday there was a time that it got really busy in our office and like crazy. And I threw on my headphones and wanted to do some work. And I played this like calm, like this like meditative, they'll walk you through a guided meditation or they'll just play music in the background. They do sleep stories. So last night I was actually sketchnoting for Carrie Bauckham, her idea Flood for September is out. So I was doing that after talking to Jen Franklin about sketchnoting and how she can use it in her classroom. She was someone I met at Flipgrid Live. I was sitting there and I thought, I'm going to listen to this story. And it was like a 30-minute little bedtime story. So it's like, even like with your own children at home, you could listen, or if you wanted to power down, and it's these really, really soothing voices and really sort of nice guiding. And they guide you through mindfulness, we'll say. So they have a teacher's onboarding manual that talks about like a welcome, what is mindfulness.
It's not necessarily designed with education in mind, but there's an education application, and then they cater to that now.
The mental wellness. That's right. Yeah, it's it was an app for those with anxiety and depression. And
but
whatnot.
Now it's been and now taken into the education.
Yeah, they're realizing that there's the power of mindfulness in education.
Wonderful.
So they, you know, they answer some common questions. They say, you know, how, what you can do, little tips. Someone saying like, I've never practiced mindfulness before. Can I really teach it? And they assure you that you can. And then they, like I said, they give you some tips on how to make it work and just carving out little bits in your day so that we can have really holistic and healthy children in our classrooms. Totally free. You just go to their website. Go back to the tweet here. So, or just, I think if you Google the Calm School Initiative, it will take you to a site that says, hey, are you a teacher? Fill out this form and right at the bottom, I'll put the link in the,
Googling
in
now.
The show notes.
Googling now. The Calm Free for Schools.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Okay. Calm.com/schools.
Calm.
And then you scroll to the
calm.
Very bottom. Calm.com. You scroll to the very bottom and it's all there. You apply. I didn't have to prove anything that I was a teacher, which I thought was kind of strange. Because I started paying for the Noun Project and I had to send a picture of my staff card for that to prove it. But yeah, they want it in.
Wait, hold up. You can get Noun Project is free.
Noun Project is free, but you can get it so that you don't have to worry about the licensing and you can do all the icons in different colors.
If you're a teacher.
If you're a teacher for $20 a year.
Well, that in itself, for $20 a year. Okay.
$20 a year.
Okay.
It's not free.
Okay.
It's $20.
Okay. I got excited for a second.
No. Well, their goal is to onboard 100,000 classrooms this year, improving the lives of over 1 million children.
Well, I will sign myself up right after we finish recording. I think that's fantastic. And just like last week, you gave me an idea of what I wanted to share this week. You have now given me an idea about what I want to share next time. Adi Aaron, if you're listening, you're up next week. So I'm going to share something from Adi. She is she's my innovator mentee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was her mentor.
I know
what I am
going
to share.
You've shared this with me and it is
great. Adi, I'm going to share, I know I've already asked you if I could, so next time we record, you're going to be highlighted with your incredible innovator project.
Awesome. I mean, that's calm.
That's to stay tuned for that.
And I think it's good. And I watched my own son have some anxiety around homework, and it's only the second week of school here for us. And I thought, you know what? It came to me serendipitously. So I think hopefully other people will. And like I said, a lot of traction. There's a lot of people that want to make sure that their own kiddos or the kiddos that they're teaching are mentally well.
Very nice.
Give it to me. What do you got?
Last year, we got a little bit of feedback from some listeners, and we appreciate that all the time, saying we would love it if you could share some more tips and tricks that are pedagogically relevant to primary educators.
Yes.
So with that in mind, I also ran into a music teacher recently, and I shared this site with her. It's a little known Google hidden gem for those of you who don't know about it. Okay. Great for music teachers. It's called the Chrome Music Lab.
Oh, yes.
Just Googling it up right now. All right, so anybody, primary educators, K to 4, anything like that, or older if you want, certainly intermediate music teachers can use it too, but I know that it's wonderful for primary educators. When you visit Google's Chrome Music Lab, so just Google Chrome Music Lab, but it's musiclab.chromeexperiments.com, you will find a whole bunch of squares on the page that have cute little illustrations on them. You see a little monkey with a drum. You see a little happy face and also some
other... The
monkey
with the drum is super cute.
It is super cute. But when you hover over each of these squares, you see... And again, I'm not a music teacher, so I apologize to all the music educators out there.
Like, what is this woman talking about?
Music terms, music jargon. So you'll hear rhythm over one. Spectrogram. No idea what that is. Chords. Kandinsky, that's something musical as well. Melody Maker. And when you click on each one of these squares, I'm going to click on the monkey because he's just so cute. I'm opening up the rhythm. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this. I'm going to turn the volume right up. I can create various rhythms by shifting and dragging these dots that are on the page.
Can you turn it up?
Yeah. I don't know if they'll be able to hear it. So I'm just making a rhythm here. And now I'm going to play it. If I click on the arrow to the right, oh, look at those guys.
All these little monsters.
Cute little monsters. I can make all different variations of rhythm that I can play with really easily for students to compose music without the need for instruments. Anyways, there's so many different kinds that you can create. There's a voice spinner, harmony, piano roll, oscillators. I've played with the oscillator before. Look at this cute little triangle monster. He reminds me of those
Really good.
Remember those Mr. and Miss books? When we were kids, the little squares, like
yes.
Miss Bossy,
Yeah, Little Miss Bossy, Little Miss Sunshine,
yeah.
Mr. Perfect.
Anyway, so Chrome Music Lab, I think it's a great fun tool that you can use with your students. That's my share, my first share.
I like it.
What's up? What do you got?
My next share. Do you remember when we lost Today's Meet?
I do remember that.
And we were sad.
I remember that.
It was a sad day in education.
It was.
And now the Poly University something in Hong Kong has made a tool called YoTeach.
Oh.
And it looks almost identical to Today's Meet for back channeling.
Jen Giffen, I have not.
Oh, and I totally kept it a secret. I've known about it for weeks.
That is amazing.
I almost shared it last time when you wouldn't let me share 100 things. So you go into, it's kind of hard to find. It's palms.polyu.edu.hk:8448.
So super simple.
I don't know why they shouldn't do YoTeach, but I don't know. Maybe if you Google it, again, show notes. So you go in, and again, on the right-hand side, it says new room. So you're going to call the room. We're going to call it
Shooks and Gif.
Shooks and Gif. And Gif. Okay. And the description is our cool... Oh, look, Grammarly's turning on. Thank you, Grammarly. Our cool room. And you can avoid a search,
nice.
Which means to access your unsearchable rooms after your session, please go to, and it gives you a link. So this is to make that, I guess, a global search in the app or in the program. You can enable admin features. So to enable a room owner badge, delete room options, et cetera, you have to enable a password on the site to do that, as well as you can turn on or off a password for the room itself.
Okay.
So I'll put a little password in here. And then you go down to make a room. And just like in Today's Meet, as soon as you make a room, it'll say, okay, what's your nickname? And so you put in your name and write GIF. You agree to the terms and conditions, which I haven't, to be honest, read in depth because I haven't used it yet in a big setting. So make sure you do read those. And you hit continue and it says, okay, now because I enabled a password, it says, okay, what's your password? So I type in my password. And then it looks just like Today's Meet.
It does. Is there a character account?
I don't believe so, but let's try. There wasn't anything that said that. I'm just going to look
at typing. You're so fast at typing.
Now, what I like, nope, there doesn't seem to be a character account. So I can say, there you go, and send it. So I can type whatever in. I can also enable a camera, the camera icon, so I can add photos, which you couldn't do. So you can attach a photo from your aunt.
And there's a little bit of editing.
I can annotate the photo that I upload.
Woo!
I can also, there's also a little pencil, which is you can do drawings.
So if I had a touch screen Chromebook.
Precisely. Or even if you just want to do it with your notepad.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not just typing, which was one of
the... Is that the eraser?
Oh, that's good. Let's pull it up a little bit. So if you go in, yep, there's an eraser.
Oh, awesome.
So if I'm like, oh yeah, no, I don't like that part.
And you can change the
colors,
size.
You can change the
size of your eraser,
you can
or your pen.
Something, I can send it. Or I can just write a message. Like kicking it old school.
Hey there.
And then they all show up.
Reverse chronological order, so newest on top. When you press camera, can you actually take a selfie? Does it open up your camera?
I don't think it does.
No.
I thought I read somewhere that it did, but no, it's just going to add any photo. It looks like PNG and JPEGs from your hard drive. So for Chromebook purposes, if you don't have a lot of that, that may not work, but that's when you could maybe just do a drawing or something. I'm not sure. Like, I haven't tried it on my Chromebook yet.
So you just take this URL and like send it out through Google Classroom or share it to your students somehow, and then they join that way.
Let's see. I'll open it in another.
Send it to me.
Oh, I'll open it in another account.
Okay.
So when I send someone the link, it says, enter the passcode.
Got it. So you put it out through Google Classroom and your kids go in and you have yourself a back channel.
Yeah. You can also search rooms. So I could search room, like, I don't know, let's see if there's anyone called math. Yep, test math, back channeling. So if you had a public room, you'll see that there's a lot of rooms that I can find.
Now that is interesting. So that's that feature you said, so make it public within the app or not. So
correct.
This could be a really interesting opportunity to collaborate beyond the classroom if you wanted to engage people through social media but not go to the extent of Twitter.
Right.
You could go through here.
Yep.
That's interesting.
You say, hey, we're having these conversations. If you want to jump in, feel free. But again, if you have a password on that, you would need to provide the password.
Yep.
What
are these symbols?
Avoid search. Beside each room, there's a symbol. There's
a mobile phone, a laptop, and a heart.
What's the... I don't know. We'll have to explore a bit more. If anyone finds out, let me know. Now, it did say somewhere that you could log in. Because my concern is, like, how would I find my old rooms? But I guess... you just have to remember your URL. But here it says, we'll soon be moving to cloud and a new, more easy URL to remember to access your rooms. Update soon. And that was 2 days ago.
Yo teach. Yo, we teach. Like it.
Yo teach. Number two.
Love it.
Over to you.
Okay. Last week you showed me an app. I really liked it.
Thanks.
This summer, the week before school started, I was out in Canmore, Alberta at an absolutely incredible, I think I talked about it briefly last week, an incredible EdTech Team Summit. And I was lucky to be there with Susan Stewart.
I love
Hashtag her. Hashtag K2Cantu.
I love her.
We love Susan Stewart.
We love you, Susan.
And Susan showed me such a fun app. It is called Sticky AI.
Oh, I played with this.
Have you?
Yeah, but tiny, tiny, tiny bits. Like I saw it, I was like, oh, what's this? And then I abandoned it. So okay, show me. Show me its power.
Okay. So Sticky AI.
Yes.
Watch what we're going to do.
Okay.
Jen Giffen, we are going to take a selfie. Okay. Here's our selfie.
Yes. We're
and
cute.
What did it do right away?
It took away the background of the selfie.
It made a PNG.
It
right
totally
away.
Made it
so
a PNG.
So here's our PNG. So quick, so easy. PNG. So if you're thinking stop motion animation, I want to get myself into a Google slide deck to create stop motion animation. This is so simple. So now watch what I can do. I can tap on the picture. I can make it black and white. If I tap on it again, it goes sort
filters.
Of comic style pixelated and then regular. There's a little person icon. When I click on that, I can now shrink us and tilt us. I can click on the eraser icon. And now I can say, you know what? I want a little bit less of us in this picture. And now I can put some text on it. Shooks.
We did it.
And GIF.
You heard it right here. She said it.
I can change the color of that. I could put it on an angle. Okay, so there it is. So now I'm done with our PNG.
Yeah.
I'm going to share that to a whole bunch of different places, but I'm going to save it to my camera roll.
Okay.
I'm going to save it to my camera roll. It's saved to my photos. Now, I'm going to go ahead and open up my Google Slides app right from my phone. I could also airdrop it to a laptop. I could send it to myself. I could get it onto my desktop if I needed to. But now that I'm in my Slides app, I'm going to open up a new slide presentation. I'm going to add a photo from my images, from my photos. There it is right there as a PNG. Right in my slides.
Oh, very neat.
Stop motion animation. I am now a character in my own slide deck because I created a super fast PNG.
Love
with
that.
Sticky AI.
And then you can
app.
Do that if I want to talk where you like cut the mouth open and move.
Okay,
the
you want to do a talking one, Jen? Here, let's do a talking one because not only does it take pictures, you can create GIFs. So I'm going to go back here.
They're called GIFs.
Okay, we're going to do a few different pictures of ourselves. Ready? I'm going to hold it down. Go. There. So we did.
So you did a burst.
I did a burst. It
on
does
a phone
it on its
that
own.
Works because your screen's not smashed.
On a phone that works. So there it is.
Oh, we're cute.
And it's
keep
a GIF
one.
PNG. Isn't that great?
Oh,
look
that's
at
really
that.
Cute. It only takes it as a burst.
It takes it as a burst, but then it takes it for a couple seconds, maybe 2 seconds.
So it's almost like a boomerang.
Yeah. So there it is. And now I can do whatever I want to it again. I can tilt it. I can again save it to my photos. Save. Save to photos. I'm going to go back into my slide. Here we go. And now I'm going to add GIF. Is it this one? Here, look, look, look.
Oh, we're very cute.
And now you can have stop motion animation with GIFs.
I love that.
So
I love
thank
it.
You, Susan Stewart. Absolutely love that quick,
that, I did
app.
Not, I didn't know they did the GIFs. That's
so
really cool.
Good.
Now, I just searched it, and it seems that it's for iOS right now.
Okay.
And then I looked for Android, as we do, and it's in beta for Android, but it seems to be coming.
Good.
So, and it's by Prisma Labs. Sticky AI. That's fun. Okay, I have two little things. They're not real shares. One is an update that you brought to my attention.
Okay.
We talked about it last season with the...
I grimaced. I was like,
she's
you...
grimacing at me because we're not allowed to do more because we just aren't. Name Those Docs, the script that I wrote last year.
Yes. Okay,
there,
fair. This
there
is
was
fair.
A change in things on the back end of Google, and you told me that it wasn't working. I said, well, I kind of got it working through the script, but I realized I'd tweaked the script for something else. So as of right now, if you go to my templates that I shared, they're not working as they should. It's the interface isn't. The script works, but you just can't. The button's gone, and I haven't made the time to create it. So what I've done is if you go to bit.ly gif, Name Those Docs, all lowercase. I've put the script in and given instructions on how to just add the script using Great. Script editor. All you need to do is open the spreadsheet with your roster, go to tools, go to script editor, paste it in, and hit save, hit run, and then it will run just like usual. So the functionality is still there. It's just not as pretty on the interface side.
But if they go to that Bitly, you've listed those instructions there.
Everything is there. The templates are still there too, but button that
And you'll include that in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
The link to get there.
Yes.
Okay.
So my other one, I need to give a shout out. It's a shout out because it was a call in and I told her to do a call and leave a message. And she was like,
okay, another fair.
Okay.
That's also fair.
And it's not only just anyone. Okay.
All right.
It's Andrea Brown.
Okay.
Yes,
totally fair.
Andrea Brown is like a cousin to us.
She is.
She works on a team like ours, but with just spec ed students.
Yes.
And
technology resource teacher.
Right. And we were TRT.
TRT.
So
also a Google innovator.
What? She was MTV Sydney, wasn't she?
Yeah. But like
GTA. MTV.
GTA.
I don't know what I'm talking about. MTV Sydney. She was on.
She was in Mountain View and Australia.
I was more thinking when she was doing MTV, like the what's the one where all the people live in the same house?
Oh,
the old MTV show.
I never watched it, but I know what you're talking about.
The Real World.
The Real World.
Real World Sydney.
No, she was GTA,
GTA
Sydney.
Yes. So we shared a little while ago that on our Macs, if you wanted to take a screenshot of a certain area, you would do like Shift-Command-4, but it saves it to wherever it saves it to. In my case, my desktop. We said, did you know if you add control, it just saves it to your clipboard? And we were like, woo, so excited. So Andrea Brown stopped me because she works on a PC. And she says, do you know you can also do that on a PC if you're using Windows 10? I said, yeah, the snippet tool. And she said, no, there's another way. I said, okay, for equity purposes, even though Kim and I are on a Mac, it's sort of like us right now talking about a Microsoft product, right? We're like, I don't know. Hi, Microsoft Mike, if you're listening. So there is a way to do this. And using your keyboard shortcut, you do the Windows key, Shift, and S. And that will do the same thing as the Shift, Control, Command 4. So PC peeps, I'm pretty sure that's the way that she said to do it. And if I'm wrong, Andrea, I'm really sorry. But I don't remember if she said that actually saves it to your hard drive or just to your
clipboard.
I'm pretty sure she said clipboard. Yep, it is. Just your clipboard. Thank you, digitalcitizen.life.
All right, so should I do my little itty-bitty one that I showed you yesterday, or should I save that?
I don't remember what it was.
That one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's an itty-bitty.
It's an itty-bitty?
Do the itty-bitty. We should have itty-bitty.
Itty-bitty, shooky, giffy.
That kind of day.
All right. Okay, so here's my itty-bitty. I can't remember where I heard it, so I'm pretty sure I saw it on Twitter. Whoever you were on Twitter that I saw it from, thank you.
Thank you.
Feel free to let me know it was you. If you are on a Mac and you press Command L wherever you are in Chrome, boom, your URL is selected.
Yes.
For all us lazy people.
The lazies.
The lazies who don't want to triple click to highlight a whole URL, or even if you don't want to move your cursor up there and click one time, I know it highlights it with just one. But if you are anywhere you want and you press Command L and then Command C, you very quickly copy to URL.
It's a nice little hotkey,
Command L.
Yeah, and it's a good time saver. You know who would love that? Jimmy Matt. Matt Miller.
I know.
He loves his shortcut keys. So yeah, Matt, if you're listening, that's a good one for you.
Jimmy Matt.
This one's for you.
All right.
That was fun.
That was fun. See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, two weeks.
I'll see you in an hour.
You'll see me in 10 minutes.
But we'll see all of you in 2 weeks.
Let us know how you're feeling about the every other week. Hopefully it's going. It makes it a lot easier for us. And it's still fun.
Okay.
So, goodbye.
See ya. So we just said thank you.
Not bye.
I stopped recording.
Not bye.
And Jen said, oh, wait.
I want to say thank you.
Okay.
Paul West, PW Tech. On Twitter. We've talked about him before, and I think our very first episode we talked about him.
So many amazing collections.
Asking about something that Eric Kurtz shared in our Shooks and Gifts-y episode, and I realized that we had linked the wrong show notes.
Oh!
So the right show notes, if you were looking for things in that episode, is now at bit.ly/shooksandgif. It's there. Thank you, Paul, for that catch. Bye for real.
Now for real.
Bye.
Are you sure?
No, I'm never sure. Shooks, come on.
I'm eating my words.
Yeah, and you're eating your words for a second time because you forgot to hit record the first time that we did this.
Yes, we just did this, and I'm doing it again. Okay, so take two with the record button pressed. I do have one more thing to share.
Yes, share it.
It is important. It's not long, but it is important.
It cannot
go unshared.
It's a welcome. To a fellow Educators Podcast Network podcast.
That is true. I'm so excited to say that my friends Jesse Lubinsky, Donnie Piercy, and Jeff Heil have started their podcast called Partial Credit. It is so much fun. Education, pop culture, and serious shenanigans. These guys are inspiring educators. I feel really lucky to know them through the EdTech team world. And I love talking with them. And I honestly feel when I listen to the podcast that I was sitting in a room with them, listening to them chat.
Yeah, I did too.
Laughed out loud. I can't recommend this podcast enough.
It's a lot of fun.
It was a lot
of
fun.
And it's not like school-based pedagogy. It's just like school things like that we think about as educators with pop culture. Like it's fun. It's just
it's a
like
good
sitting
listen.
Around with friends in a staff room shooting the
So
breeze.
just to give a little trailer for their first episode, they, you know how there's a fantasy football draft? So they did a school draft. So they looked at movies in the 90s and they all had to pick their three teachers and an administrator to build their dream school. And it was so funny. But touching, too, because of some of their choices. So congratulations, guys. I'm so happy to have you join the podcast world, and I can't wait to listen to more.
Me too. Welcome, boys.
And now I promise that's it.
Okay.
Assuming I press record.
It's recording.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
That's it for this week. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And if you think others might enjoy some of this learning, please give us a rating.
Show notes for this and all episodes can be found at bit.ly/shooksandgif.
That's bit.ly/shukesandgiff.
As always, we would love to hear your ahas on the Anchor app.
Or by tweeting at us using the hashtag shooksandgif, sending us an email, or talking to us in real life.
I'm Kim Polishuk, and I can be found on Twitter at Kim Polishuk.
And I'm Jen Giffen, and I can be found at Virtual GIF with two Fs.
Thanks for listening to Shooks and GIF.
And as always,
have an aha,
give it a go.
Shooks and GIF is a proud member of Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here.
For more great content, go to voiceed.ca.
Hey, Jen.
No.
No?
I have to go first.
Oh, sorry. God, start it off with a bang.
We can't do anything right. All right. My next share. Do you remember? Do you remember when it was last September?
Okay. But here's my oscillator. Oh, I wish you could hear these. These guys are so cute, these little...
Oh, I can hear them. I'll try to not spill all over.
Don't spill water on my computer. Our fancy high-tech microphone is currently full of water, and she's angling it. I don't know if you can hear it.
I wonder, though, if we've just blasted them because we are fancy high-tech. Our fancy high-tech mic is my iPhone thing, so it's playing through the headphones. So they might still be capturing the system audio if we turn it on.
Oh, that's
sorry
right.
If we just totally blasted
it. If we just blasted the noise
Let's
in your ear.
Let's put this full blast. We can't hear anything because we don't know how technology works.
I will edit the sound so it goes down. I don't know how I'm going to edit this section right now. We'll just have to figure that out.
We'll figure it out.